My featured guest today, Arch Crawford, combines technical analysis with planetary alignments to identify and divine patterns in the financial markets for over four decades. Welcome back, Arch Crawford.
Thank you.
So at least you're not bracing for 83-foot waves. That's currently what Hurricane Florence, way out at sea, it's been downgraded to a Category 330-mile-an-hour winds. I'm sure you know that South Carolina, North Carolina, and parts of Virginia are bracing for this hurricane.
Brother's cottage is in Wrightsville.
Not good. Last year, we were hit by Harvey, and it knocked out power for 4 days and really did massive damage. And here's the irony here. The latest trajectory forecast projections by their the weather supercomputers indicate a direct hit right over this city again.
Rush has just said that depending on how many days, the 4 to 6 day projections almost never work out.
That is true. When you're dealing with any chaotic system called initial conditions, in any chaotic system, Henri Poincaré, French mathematician, with a solution, and he said there's essentially no solution, the three-body problem. Well, I'm not sure I agree with that, but I do believe that even our computers today struggle with these highly chaotic systems. Obviously, a hurricane falls into the category of the term turbulence.
Piece on it a while back when, I think it was last year, when a couple of hurricanes were getting ready to hit different places, and sunspots went a little nuts, and there were Earth's electromagnetic field went up to 7 out of 9.
Wow.
And right as the hurricanes were at max. So I'm saying a lot of it is solar, and they won't dare mention that because it's not in the agenda.
Looks like there's two tropical storms right behind Hurricane Florence. And as you said correctly, I think we're looking for trouble. They're calling it extremely dangerous. And I think it's mostly the size, not the speed. It's expected to hit the Tar Heel State quite soon.
Thursday night?
Yeah, they're saying as soon as Thursday night. It looks like Sunday, Monday for it to get to the mountains. It's bouncing between Category 3 and 4. I think it was slightly downgraded. Nevertheless, it's going to be ferocious. And it's going to catch a lot of people off guard.
In 1954, Hazel came right up the middle of the state, Raleigh, Durham, and hit Oxford. And my mother and I were sitting there looking out the front window at huge chunks of oak trees falling over, and a couple of the whole oak trees across the street went over. 145.
15 years before my time, but Puerto Rico earlier in the year, that's still a disaster there. In recent memory, about a decade ago, we had Katrina, which we're still feeling the impact of. They're still rebuilding in Louisiana and much of that region. Over 100,000, I believe, FEMA trailers that were distributed, they had to recall them all because of high levels of formaldehyde. Anything above the 8 parts per million really gets dangerous to the human body, 12 to 15 times the recommended maximum formaldehyde. So people were literally being embalmed in their FEMA trailers. So they destroyed them all, right? Wrong. FEMA simply recalled them and sold them into the general public. So now there are tens of thousands of FEMA trailers all over the United States, not just the South. Anyone who accepts a FEMA trailer, be sure and buy a cheap little indicator. You can find the VIN numbers, by the way, on those trailers. If you look at the front on the metal, the VIN number is stamped on it, and you can run that through the national database. Last week was an interesting week in that simply every market went down. The dollar, precious metals, U.S. equities for the most part struggled. Even short-term and long-term U.S. Treasury bills and notes did poorly.
Well, all I can say is that the NASDAQ 100 or the NASDAQ in general tend to lead both up and down. And the last week and a half or so, they've been leading on the downside, which is not a good sign for markets. Also, the gold is up sharply this morning. I don't know that's usually not good for the market either. But the odd thing, I'm looking at the trend, you know, the trading index, minute by minute. And it was in a very tight range from 10:30 to 11. It was like from 0.90 to 0.96. And then it went for the next hour and a half between 65.65 and 0.90. And then the last from 1:30 to 2:30 Eastern, it's been in a 4 or 5 tick range. And I find that suggestive of plunge protection team, maybe. They're worried about, maybe, is the hurricane that big a deal for the market? I wouldn't think so.
Usually the hurricane situation mostly impacted the petroleum markets, but that was the Gulf because Houston, the refineries between Houston and New Orleans, there's so many. The East Coast, as you know, is an oil production free zone still, the Atlantic. You did touch on precious metals. The dollar rally hit some serious resistance in recent weeks.
The dollar index, which is against our main trading partner, is actually hitting a new low for September today. It's down 46 cents at 94.77, but it is also, if it closes here, it'll be below, it's below the 50-day rising moving average. It's running into a little bit of trouble today. Gold is up sharply, the dollar is down sharply, and I don't know if those trends will continue or not, because they are both still within certain range patterns.
I'd like to move on then to news from Washington of the potential for $267 billion tariffs against China. First it was $200, now they're talking $267 billion, roughly 40% imports from China. Obviously, we're just antagonizing our top trading partners, especially when we see so many ominous economic clouds on the horizon. I mean, by now, most people know the Bolivar in Venezuela is a completely defunct currency, 1,000,000% inflation, at least at last check. And then next door, Argentina is now struggling with their peso, bracing for a 60% collapse, and the Venezuelan president and the first lady are now promoting gold-backed certificates to help their citizens with inflation. But I think it's a little late, don't you, Arch? Because, you know, by the time inflation hits 1,000,000%, people have spent all their bolivars trying to just survive. They don't have any money left to buy gold-backed certificates.
Well, certainly not the great mass of people there.
How long before something like this impacts the U.S.?
We'll find out, won't we? But projecting that is a little bit difficult. And if the truth is that the dollar has been eroded to over 96% since the Federal Reserve came in on 1913. It's their business to inflate our current zero, I guess.
Certainly seems to be the case. And, you know, we will have no Fed increase, 99.8% odds of a rate hike in September, and then a 77% odds of probability at the Fed funds futures in December. So we're going to skip November. In other words, we're going to have another bump up this month and then again at Christmas time. And then it looks like one or two more next year, then they hopefully will wrap up this cycle. Do you expect then for precious metals to discount much of this?
Well, it's doing it today, but I don't know if we're going to get further follow through. It's bounced up here several times and has not exceeded 1220. And back August a year ago, it got up to about 36 and change, I believe it was. So that's, you know, 1236 and change. But it hadn't been able to break through in any kind of major way yet. So I'm waiting to see if it can do that. I expect it sometime, but I wrote 2 or 3 months ago that if it broke this minor uptrend line, then I would be concerned about it. And then if it broke the major uptrend line, the longer term uptrend line, then I would certainly leave it alone until things stabilize. And then it's been tanking on down to the 1190s, and it a little while ago it broke down to the top of the next trading range at 1167.10, I think was the low on the current contract month.
So to the cryptos, probably don't watch it too closely, but Ethereum is literally in a free fall. I've been watching it drop from 0.042 a Bitcoin to recently 0.027 down to 170. Pretty hefty drop from $1,300, and it looks to me like it could drop to 100 to 120 at least before wrapping up here. Any thoughts on Bitcoin and cryptos?
Well, what I said in the September 4th letter is it made its most recent high July 24th at 83.97.60. It was the fourth lower high since December 17th top. The important difference to report is we finally have a higher low along with the last lower high, the chart is beginning to form a triangle that is narrowing pattern, which is common to turning points. This may be considered enormously encouraging, but only if we get a breakout to a higher high above that July 24, and then continue the technically healthier with a price level registering above the May 5th high of 98.20. This is not a highly complex analysis, but it is the simplest way to define a trend as bullish or bearish. We want to see higher highs, higher lows to confirm the uptrend, which is not yet the case. How will worst 2 months in stocks affect Bitcoin, you know, September and October?
With Bitcoin, we're obviously in a massive trading range pattern, what we'd call a complex head and shoulders. If 57 to 6,000 support fails, I would expect another harrowing drop of at least 50%. I mean, within hours to days.
I've seen that. I've noticed that.
I say on average, it moves at sixfold the stock market.
I was looking for a day in December that looked like a high in markets, and I said it could be stock and commodities, it could be currencies, it could be anything. And it was the top day in Bitcoin, December 17th.
If we do break that 5,700 in any meaningful way, I think that you could see 48 or even lower. I mean, it could see 900 would be on the extreme level, and even 50 or lower on Ethereum. So I would advise people to be really cautious here. Those of us who are Bitcoin fans, I'm rooting for Bitcoin to hold 5,700. If that 57 fails, I wouldn't want to hold anything but U.S. dollars. What I've noticed is there's been a massive rush out of Ethereum and Bitcoin Cash, these are the top ones on Coinbase, into Bitcoin, which seems to have been holding up Bitcoin above its support. If swapping the currency pair between Bitcoin and Ethereum and the currency pair between Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash has been very weak, which means they're swapping out of one for the other. But I think it's crunch time. If people say, wait a minute, I'm even nervous about Bitcoin. Bitcoin can't hold this support, then all those people who switched out of the altcoins into Bitcoin will unanimously say, get me to the exits. Get me to the U.S. dollar.
Yes, if it breaks that lower low, short it or whatever. I think it's acting better than I've seen it all the way since the top.
Any other market comments before we wrap up today?
Well, we are in the worst 2 months historically of the seasonal period, so we could still run into some pretty heavy difficulty before the end of October, but the October has the most bottoms denoted. I would look for a significant low end of October.
It's interesting you'd say that, because you may have noticed on Tuesday, September 11th, that ominous date, it was one of the better days for the markets.
Yes. Remember, too, that I predicted that I said that the United States will be at war around the weekend of the 7th to 8th of September 2001 in the newsletter.
Hat tip for that. I remember noticing that we'd been in a sharp downturn, but I had just discovered Trendfall just before September 11th. And I thought, you know, I don't want to be long here. Typical person's buying because it's cheaper, but trend followers say this is going to be a potentially dangerous time. And then the markets were closed for a week after 9/11.
And the week after that, when they reopened, it was the worst week since the fall of France.
And you might recall that it led to one of the most spectacular rallies in the next few days once that cleared out. But why don't you tell people more, please, about Crawford Perspectives?
You want to find us. We've been number one in various markets over there. I don't know anyone that's had a more spectacular long 30 to 40-year record. Google Arch Crawford is the easiest way to find it. Or if you want to type out Crawford Perspectives at earthlink.net, then go ahead and do that. But our phone number is on our website, and a lot of the interesting information is also there. It's www.crawfordperspectives.com. Look forward to hearing from you. People who are listening to you, I will be glad to send the September issue immediately.
All right. Thank you so much, Arch Crawford.
Thank you.